Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show episode 72, and it's a Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. And before we go on, we usually do our weekend updates. Oh wait, before that, there's flash news here.
I know, flash news. We need to say goodbye to Charles Manson, cult leader and convicted murderer, dies at the age of 83. Manson and his family became notorious for the murder of Sharon Tate and six others during the summer of 1969. And if any of y'all have been watching American Horror Story, they reenacted this during this season.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a very graphic depiction of what happened.
I really haven't followed up on
Sharon Tate was actually pregnant.
Oh.
So they killed her and the baby. So,
oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. But here's my thought about this, and from my favorite person, Betty Davis. You should never say bad things about the dead. You should only say good. Charles Manson is dead. Good.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Okay, so I've always heard about Charles Manson and seen him in the news, but you know, it's something that I really didn't follow over the years. But I've heard about the atrocious things he has done when he was alive. But well, I don't know. He's dead and good, right? Yep, according to
pretty much. Now, I think there's only two wives left that they got to get rid of.
Oh, okay. Are they crazy too?
There were three of them, I think, if I remember correctly, in the murder. One of them was the one that turned over on them all.
Oh, that betrayed them.
Yeah. And the other two have been locked up for years in prison too. I think they came up for parole, but I think they were denied the last time. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's what happens. All right, so let's do some weekend updates. Last weekend, Ray and I and Timo, we decided to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Oh, yeah, we went there with Patrick, too. It was awesome. And, yeah, it was fun. We didn't eat much. Well, I did eat a lot.
Yeah, you did. Because you were eating from the time we walked in the gate till the time we left.
No. We got in.
Ah, yes, you were.
Yes, that's right. Because aside from the steak on a stick, I had to get some
gumbo.
What is it? It's a crawfish etouffee.
Oh, crawfish etouffee. Mm-hmm.
And what else did we eat?
Something else. You were looking for ice cream.
And ice cream.
And there was something else you had, too.
Oh, I had pretzels. Remember, I was looking for pretzels. What the heck? You're looking for pretzels. You see them all the time there. And then now that you're hungry for pretzels and you cannot find them. And it took us about 2 hours looking for these pretzels.
Yeah. Then the pretzel guy with the pretzels on a stick with bird poop on them came by.
That's right. But you know, I was thinking about that. If you're going to be eating pretzels or ordering pretzels, I would imagine that, okay, but it was a lady. It was a lady who was carrying this large stick, which with the horizontal stick is like an antenna. Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. And then there are the pretzels hanging from them.
With bird poop on them.
Yeah. But I was thinking, what if she trips? If she trips and falls and all those go on the ground.
Her paycheck and commission are gone.
That's it. Yep, it's gone. Fine. You can't even, salvage that. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, if it's less than 5 seconds early, you can pick them up and dust them off.
At the muddy and dusty Renaissance Festival.
Nobody would know there's a difference. Half of them were so drunk they didn't even know they were there.
Yeah. Did you see any jousting? I didn't get to see any jousting at all.
No. Well, there's a bunch of, you know, for the Renaissance Festival, they were out, the power went out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. The power went out and water was gone. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, even the ice cream that I got was kind of almost melted.
Yeah. But it's the Renaissance Festival, so why do you need power anyhow?
You're right. Oh, my God.
Well, to run the restrooms, for one thing, because the pumps were down and you couldn't pump water into the restrooms. It was getting messy.
Yeah. But it was good, though. I mean, I enjoyed, you know, we left around 3 o'clock, 3:30. We were Renaissance out.
Yeah, because I had to come back and watch Super Friends.
Oh, that's right, that evening. But before that, probably can you can give a quick review. But before that, we got eggs straight from the bum.
That's right. Maynard laid them on the way back from Renfest.
That's right. No, Patrick's has some chickens and they have eggs, really fresh eggs. Yeah. And they got them from some of them from the hairy chickens, the white dog like.
I don't know.
Do they lay eggs? You're
talking about the furry ones.
The furry ones. Do they lay eggs at all?
Yeah, they lay eggs. All chickens lay eggs.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Except for roosters, they don't.
Yeah. But then it's really cute. It's like a puppy. When you touch the fur, it's like fur. It's
silkies.
Not feathers.
That's what they're called. Silkies.
They're silkies. They're silky chickens. Yeah. It's pretty cute. I like them. I like them a lot. They could be a pet. I heard they can be pets too. So anyway, we got that and got some eggs. And I had to leave. I had to go home. I was really tired. So
he didn't go see Super Friends.
Yeah. So how was Super Friends?
Well, it was actually okay. I liked it. There's a lot of Superman CGI that I didn't appreciate, but I know they had to get the mustache out of there.
Oh, really?
So, and I don't know what Josh Whedon had to work with after Snyder left, but
okay,
it was okay.
It was okay.
But but I don't think there's going to be another big budget DC movie for a while, other than Aquaman, because that's already in the bag.
So they're not going to have a Flash. You know,
they're going to have a Flash movie, but I don't think it's going to be a $300 million movie because they're talking that Justice League's not even going to make enough money to pay for itself.
Oh wow, that's horrible.
So it only made $96 million opening here in the U.S.
That's not good, right?
So that's not good when you spent $300 million to produce the show because of all the special effects. But I don't know if that was overruns because they had to switch directors and what happened. They had to come in and do a bunch of CGI because Superman had to come. Okay,
you just spoiled it.
Spoiler alert, because the person that played an actor had a mustache and he was in another movie and he had to come back and reshoot a bunch of stuff.
They had to take out the mustache.
And had to take out the mustache. So, but you know what? But other than that, I painted my room over the week. So I have 3 walls in my room painted. The other one's got to wait until after Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, by the way. The appropriate title is Justice League.
I know, but I call it Super Friends.
It's Super Friends, okay. Yeah. But anyway, so you painted your room. You finished already?
I just said I got 3 walls painted and I have one left to paint after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was still.
See, he doesn't ever listen to me.
I do. It's just that I wasn't.
No.
I wasn't.
We
Super
might as
Friends.
Well be married because you never listen to me ever. Never.
Super Friends. Anyway, I'm distracted by some dicks here. Okay, let's go to our
This is the entertainment section.
We don't do entertainment sections.
Well, we do this time because we got so many hits on Facebook. On Gay Geek Bazaar on this.
So it's got to be gay then. Okay.
Well, if you like naked men, yes, it's gay.
Okay, it is kind of gay entertainment.
But, you know, it's one of those things. Allegedly, Josh is not gay. Allegedly. And I'm doing air quotes. Y'all can't see me. But did you see Josh Hutcherson naked? Hunger Games' Josh Hutcherson stirred fans' appetite in Future Man, Hulu's new show, which aired last night. Well, if there's only one way to get attendance is to watch your pilot, is to have a A-list get their dick out. Well, in a prosthetic way anyway. We haven't got around to watching it yet, so we can't weigh on how the Metacritic reviews are saying it is, but this scene, Hutcherson, who plays a janitor, time travels to meet another version of himself who swapped dicks with a guy that was blessed and cursed by the looks of it. So we got the pictures here, and you can go on Facebook and look at the pictures. And there's the
lick at the pictures?
Yeah, you can lick the pictures too, as long as you got to clean up your monitor. Mm-hmm. But one's a little above average, Josh, and the other one's very well endowed, Josh, with like, he almost got Asian bush.
Yeah, this is impossible.
So
it really tells.
So there's pictures on the link. You can go look.
In fact, I think both of them are prosthetics.
I think both of them are prosthetics because, like, if you look at the third picture I posted here, that's allegedly the real pic, which looks normal. No, that's pretty much been confirmed. That's his pic.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, and it looks nice. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't complain. I wouldn't kick it out of bed. I wouldn't kick the other two out of bed, but I'd be like, but the one that's like the 12-incher, I'd be like playing with it like a cat, you know, like flipping. So, but if you haven't seen the pics, go look at them. If you think Josh Hutcherson's a cute little Twinkie boy, which he is, so.
Well, we don't have. Oh, yeah. We do have the link for that.
And y'all, if y'all watch the
show, it's not safe for work, guys.
Yeah, it's not safe for work. So, but if y'all watch the show, let me know what you think about it because I got to try to watch it here in the next couple of weeks. So now we can go on to the real gay.
Okay, although that was kind of gay, but sure.
only if you're gay and you like looking at other men's dicks. If you don't like looking at other men's dicks, it's not gay. It's just gay. Curiosity.
Okay.
So, all right, on to the gay. Star Trek Discovery makes history with the franchise's first gay male kiss.
And I saw this episode. It's really awesome.
Oh, you finally got caught up?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
Okay.
Oh, except for last Sunday? Wait. Yeah, I think I didn't watch
it. There wasn't one last Sunday.
Oh, okay. Didn't understand. Okay.
All right. The Star Trek universe just got a lot more inclusive. In fact, for the beloved science fiction franchise, Sunday's episode of Star Trek Discovery featured a kiss between Lieutenant Stamets, Anthony Rapp, and Dr. Hugh Culber, Wilson Cruz. The two men had been building their romantic relationship all season, but this was their first on-screen smooch. And boy, was it steamy. Queer director Q Alabraca tweeted out a clip of the lip lock on Tuesday. For some Trekkies, the kiss marked the start of a new chapter in the franchise, which has been pushing cultural boundaries since it first aired in 1966. It was also the show, if y'all don't remember, that aired the first interracial kiss.
That's right. With Uhura and Captain Kirk.
Okay. Yep. So, through a 1995 episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine titled Rejoin, feature a kiss between two women, this was the first time two men have smooched on the series, and in this case, the characters are in a committed same-sex relationship. Mm-hmm. Hakira Sulu was revealed to be in a same-sex relationship in 2016 Star Trek Beyond, but the movie angered George Kay, who played the character in the original TV series, and felt the move twisted creator Gene Roddenberry's vision. That same year, Star Trek Discovery executive producer Brian Fuller vowed to include at least one new gay character in the series. I feel like actually gay rights have come a lot farther in that time than race issues and women's issues, he told Entertainment Weekly. After it was announced that Cruz would be joining the cast as Stamets's love interest, the actor wrote a lengthy Facebook post to defend the show's inclusion of a queer character. Star Trek, he wrote, is and always been here to challenge you to look outside yourself and see other people and experiences other experiences in yourself.
Yeah, it was awesome that they did that. I do remember, but before we get to this, I want to mention something about that episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine with two girls. It just so happened that the alien who did that was changing genders, right? So that's why you remember?
Was 1995. I've slept a lot and drank a lot since then.
But of course, it's Deep Space Nine.
Which I didn't get to see all the episodes of.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so one of the characters changes genders because of his race, his or her race. So at that point, he was a girl. He used to be a guy and then became a girl. And that's when the a kiss between two women happened. But then it's two women. But this time it's two girls in franchise history of Star Trek, which is good. It's good that they introduced a new gay character. Yeah. And, you know, Anthony Rapp, and, you know, he's been in many, like, wait, where was he? Rent. He was in Rent.
Rent was his big thing.
And
he was also, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead when he was younger.
Oh, really? I can't remember.
I think he was one of the younger kids.
He's a pretty good singer, though. So, yeah. He's a pretty good singer, but I remember that.
He also was touched by Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Oh, my God. We went all the way back again to Kevin Spacey. When are we not going to talk about Kevin Spacey, Ray? Oh, my gosh.
When all the 14-year-old boys quit coming out of the woodwork.
Okay.
But also, have you been watching The Orville?
Yes, actually, yes.
Did you see the same-sex hookup between Seth MacFarlane and Rob Lowe?
Oh, that's right, the character of Rob Lowe, yeah.
Yes. Which I was like, who is that? And then I was like, oh, shit, that's Rob Lowe.
Yes, it is.
As a blue alien.
Yeah, yeah.
And him and Seth MacFarlane hooked up.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in both them are naked in the bed, which I thought was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they went there.
I know, but then it's a comedy, and it is.
Well, it's kind of a comedy, but most people like The Orville better than like Discovery.
Actually, yes. Why? Because what I feel about The Orville is it's like Star Trek back in 66, where they do tackle very current events, very current.
In fact, I kind of wish they would take some of the stupid comedy slapstick stuff out of it and become a little bit more serious about it.
Yeah. Well. The comedy really just mainly happens with Seth MacFarlane. It becomes over the top all the time. It's a normal Family Guy humor.
Yeah,
it's just her and him and the second in command. The,
yeah,
number two. Number one. Sorry, number one.
Yeah, but I'd like to see them in the second season, or if they're still recording, is to like be a little bit more serious, because I think it would be, because I think it's an incredible show.
Yeah, I think so,
if
too.
If they got rid of some of the stupid slapstick humor, it would be an incredible show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. And I like the fact that they're really tackling very current issues.
Like changing a baby's gender identity.
That's right. And social media.
Social media. And
people being
single
judged.
Mothers and what they have to go through and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's pretty good. It's very current.
Yeah.
My comment about Star Trek Beyond, though, is... Sorry, Star Trek Beyond. Star Trek Discovery. Discovery, it's kind of a misnomer that it's a Star Trek Discovery, but it, I know the story that it's supposed to be a discovery discovering planet or discovering science or whatever, but it became a warship. It's all about war. It's like,
well, right now it is, but if you saw the last episode, it might not be the rest of the season.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It might be kind of Voyager-esque in that.
Yeah. I mean, which is fine. I mean, changing what it was introduced to, and the paradigm really shifted, because it used to be it has always been the captain and the crew, captain yeah. and the crew. This time it's
mainly focuses Mike, on a crew member, and how she interacts with the rest of the crew.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That's not the captain.
That's not the captain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're getting a call. I will have to call him back. Anyway, so let's
on to the geek. That's yours, Maynard.
Okay, the geek is something that would affect all of us, and we have to do something about this. Calling people and posting stuff online. So FCC announces vote to destroy net neutrality next month. The Federal Commission's Communications Commission will vote to put an end to its net neutrality rules next month. Commission Chairman Ajit Pai said today, the proposal will reverse the Title II classification of internet providers, which allows the agency to put strict limits on their behavior, and replace it with the old information service classification, which a federal court has ruled is less comprehensive, weakening any protections that might replace those currently in force. The FCC's goal is to set up the Federal Trade Commission to handle all anti-competitive disputes, and the idea is that if ISPs violate their stated policies, the FTC will be Federal Trade Commission will be able to take action. This is a puzzling plan, and one that the FCC has to be well aware will not offer any legitimate consumer protections. Companies' term of service and related policies aren't meant to protect consumers. They're meant to protect companies, and they can change at a moment's notice. While it's entirely possible that a company could violate its own policies and get in trouble with the FTC, a company could also just promise open internet protections until it doesn't feel like following them anymore, rewrite its policies, and then implement new and potentially discriminatory practices. And that's what's going to happen soon. And while this might all work out if American consumers had several internet providers to choose from at home, so that they could switch away from a bad provider and over to one that values an open internet, that's far from the case. Less than a quarter of the country has two or more home internet providers that offer basic broadband speeds. So if you don't like what your provider is doing, you are stuck.
Which is kind of like that now.
Yeah.
You got two choices here in Houston almost.
Yeah. Republicans have argued that the FTC is the expert agency on anti-competitive practices and ought to be in charge here. But that obfuscates what's really happening. The FTC is a single agency tasked with protecting consumers across a wide range of industries. It simply doesn't have the focus of the FCC to narrow in on just internet providers. Nor does the FTC have the ability to proactively set tough rules. The FTC can only establish guidelines which gives internet providers a lot more leeway to experiment with practices that work to their own advantage. This is awful. This is what's going to happen. They're going to control the wave.
And basically this comes down to, you have Comcast and you have AT&T as internet providers over most of the country. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is they can break it down so you pay one fee for phone service, one fee for social media internet connections, one fee for video connections, and then another fee for something else, for regular internet use.
Yeah.
So it can break it down like that.
They can do that, or you're in the internet, but then they can it depends on they can control what services. For example, Netflix is faster here. If you pay more, we can make it faster for you. Yeah. Or they can control those things. They can throttle you. They can prioritize the packets. That's pretty much it. They can control all those things. And
plus, they could also make websites pay to get higher visibility.
That's right. So, because right now, what net neutrality is just like how we drink water. Either you have water or not, and it's all
or nothing.
Or nothing. Or you have clean water, everybody. That now, with this, it's like having your water. This is better water, and this one's filtered water, and then we'll filter the water correctly for you.
And then this one's muddy water, which is the cheapest.
This muddy water is cheapest, yeah, things like that. They can, instead of just everybody's just equal. No, so net neutrality is gonna die. So, let's see what happens. I don't know. I really don't know what's gonna happen if it's next month, and they definitely going to side with the companies, and that's really awful. And it's gonna affect all of us. Our internet providers will be, you know, fucking us all off.
Yeah, probably. Okay. All right, on the bazaar. It's official. The Starbucks new holiday cups are turning people gay.
Yep.
So we won't lie. We were way excited to get the word nontroversy again. This time it's to describe the most recent take on the now annual Starbucks holiday cup controversy. In the 2017 iteration, people are doing their damnedest to make something out of an illustrated pair of hands that are holding, and many suspect these hands are owned by a pair of clandestine lesbians. Fox News, for example, is busying itself with grabbing headlines like Starbucks holiday cup causes social media buzz over mystery hands. Meanwhile, Business Insider is pointing fingers at another website with BuzzFeed posted a bizarre theory that Starbucks holiday cup might have a gay agenda. Mm-hmm. So you go buy a cup of Java from Starbucks and let us know if you think the cups are pushing the gay agenda. Because last year, everybody was all on Twitter because all the cups were red.
And there's no symbol. There's no Christmas in it.
Now it's because they did this whole thing where you can decorate your own cup. Now they're pushing the gay agenda.
Oh, God.
Because you can paint a rainbow. I don't know.
But, you know, this might all be one of those propaganda things that could
happen. No bad advertising.
Yes, exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
You were talking about that basketball player's dad interview the other night.
Oh, yeah, we were.
It was crazy, but there's no bad press.
I was watching that at home and CNN, okay. I went online and pulled up Chris Cuomo. He's covering for Don Lemon and then on CNN. And then they interviewed this guy, LaVar Ball. Oh, my God, the interview was just so bad.
If y'all don't know the story, there were three players, basketball players that were in China. They shoplifted, got arrested.
Allegedly?
They got busted for shoplifting.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Trump talked to the Chinese government. They released them, and one of the parents came out and slammed Trump.
Saying he didn't do anything or something like that, right?
Yeah. So,
or why should I thank him?
Why should I thank him?
Well, for one thing, first, Trump said, ungrateful, you know.
Yeah.
I talked to the president to let them go, and the parent was so ungrateful, so something like that. And then he tweeted something else. But fine. That was the Twitter war. But when he was on CNN, it was just off the rails.
Yeah. But doesn't the dad have like a sports line or something?
Yeah, he does. He owns a shoe line.
Okay.
Selling shoes. So he was just off the rails. The interview was crazy. And then, you want to say thank you? Oh, why won't you thank me? Hey, Chris, why won't you thank me? I mean, why would I thank you? Yeah, because I don't know. You thank me. And then, okay, thank you for being in the interview. Then why are you thanking me for? Because you're in the interview. It was just going around for 20 minutes. And it was, it's kind of hilarious at the same time. It was annoying because, oh, my God, I can't believe.
It was some of the same crazy drama that we get from the president. So
yeah, well, it was just sensationalist. He was just trying to be
exactly
as sensational as he can be. It's almost unreasonable how he answered. I mean, a yes or no answer would have sufficed, but no, he has to insult the interviewer and talk about, no, what, you know, it's just outrageous. It's hard to describe. It's hard to mimic the guy.
It's just something to get something stirred up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all distraction. It's all smoke and mirrors if you really look at what's going on. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we would like to wish all of you a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving, whether you're staying at home or traveling far or close to see family and friends or the family you've made. Mm-hmm. We hope you're all safe and have a great Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's... I hope you all have a good Thanksgiving, and well, to be thankful, I'm very thankful for you, Ray, for being patient with this show.
Well, I'm very thankful for you, Maynard, for being very patient with me.
Okay. Okay. So.
But why you got to be thankful?
I don't know.
Why are you thankful?
Why okay. You pay? Okay, Ray Ball, Ray Ball. Okay, so special thanks to Caesar. Thank you very much, Caesar. Yeah, there you go.
Why we got to thank Caesar? What does he do? Why we got to thank him?
He just posts things on Facebook, right? That's all he does. So special thanks to Caesar for great articles on Facebook. And that's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And if you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys after the holidays. Bye.